Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Results in from primary elections in four states. We've got the story.
Explosion damages a house in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas anticipates more students needing help to learn English. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Look for changes at the East Wide Wichita and a brand new facility, too.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 91 for the high in Wichita. How warm does it get today? Our forecast is coming up.
The Kansas Association of School Boards has issued new projections that indicate an overall drop in Wichita student enrollment.
However, the number of students who aren't native English speakers are likely to increase from about 23 to about 27% in 2023. The Wichita Eagle reports that the change is part of a statewide trend. The number of students in Kansas public schools rose about 1% from 2012 to 17. Over that same period, the number of English language learners increased nearly 42%. School officials say English language learners cost more to educate because they require additional services. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An explosion and fire damaged a home in South Wichita yesterday afternoon in the 2100 block of South Patty. Fire crews discovered that several windows and a wall were blown out, but no one was in the house at the time. The fire was put out quickly. Fire Lieutenant Jose Ocades says investigators are working with the gas company to determine a cause.
We're just making sure that there isn't any type of gas leak with the fire with the gas company and our hazardous material on scene to investigate it. The readings to make sure that there isn't any type of lethal limits of the gas inside the structure.
A damage estimate was not immediately available, but officials said the home was not in livable condition.
The Wichita City Council has approved bonds for the Wichita YMCA.
The council voted unanimously to approve $25 million in bonds for the Greater Wichita YMCA. $17.5 million would go to build a new facility on the Wichita State Innovation Campus. Another $7.5 million would be invested in the East YMCA on East Douglas for renovations and additions. The council also approved around $1.5 million in industrial revenue bonds for Raw Investments Incorporated, which is building a new 30,000-square-foot facility at 2252 South Hoover Road. The tenant is Raptor Manufacturing, which makes tools for the aerospace industry for customers such as Textron and Spirit. Finally, the council approved the necessary street closures and the permit for the Wichita River Festival. The city will provide $40,000 to sponsor the event, with the possibility of doubling that amount. That money would come from the Tourism and Convention Fund. This year's Riverfest is scheduled from June 1st through June 9th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The results are in four primary races yesterday: West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina.
President Trump had warned West Virginia voters to not vote for Republican Don Blankenship in the Senate primary, saying he can't win in November's midterms. But Blankenship was claiming he was Trumpier than Trump.
The war to drain the swamp and create jobs for West Virginia people has begun.
But voters listened to the president and chose West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey to run against Democratic incumbent Joe Manchin instead. In Ohio, Republican and former Senator Mike DeWine has won his primary. He'll be up against Democrat Richard Cordray for the governor's seat. In Indiana, businessman Mike Braun's taken the Republican Senate primary. He faces incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly in November. In North Carolina, most of the incumbents held on for primaries to stick with their House seats, including House Freedom Caucus Chair Mark Meadows. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Trump is getting some harsh criticism for withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal. Fox's Ed Henry is in Washington with more.
The New York Times saying the president is undermining key allies like French President Emmanuel Macron, who is just in Washington lobbying to save the deal, and also emboldening Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, who said he will now negotiate with America's European allies on his own. And if that doesn't work, Tehran is going to start enriching uranium more than ever before. Now, the president fired back that if Iran goes down that road, it will face bigger problems than it's ever dealt with, clearly warning of the potential, at least, for U.S. military action on top of the tough U.S. sanctions that will start back up in the next 90 days.
The U.K. and Germany had been joining France in trying to persuade the president to stick with the deal and try to improve it rather than dumping it altogether.
Officials in Chase County say a man died after a horse rolled over him during a ranching accident. Emergency responders were called Monday night to a ranch south of Bazaar near Emporia. Responders found 58-year-old Clifford Cole injured after an accident while working with cattle on horseback.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Interesting goings-on in baseball last night. The Royals in Baltimore, the Shockers at home. We'll have highlights and recaps coming up in sports.
Texas School District offers jobs to Oklahoma teachers. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Well, maybe it's the warm weather, but items were being stolen all over Wichita. 57 larcenies were reported in Wichita Monday, including 13 larcenies from cars, 13 cases of shoplifting, 10 larcenies from buildings, and 4 from trailers. Also Monday, 9 cars were stolen in Wichita, and 6 cars received damage. There were also a half dozen burglaries reported in Wichita Monday.
Teachers in Oklahoma have been complaining that they're underpaid, so one school district in neighboring Texas is putting out an invitation to them. The Fort Worth School District is putting up billboards across Oklahoma, encouraging teachers to apply for jobs in Texas. Alicia Priest, president of the Oklahoma Education Association, says she's not surprised.
We have great teachers in Oklahoma, and we train great students in our colleges of education. So why wouldn't somebody want to come here and recruit the best?
Some members of the Oklahoma State Legislature are also taking note, suggesting that funding for teacher raises should be on the legislative agenda.
A ride-hailing company is teaming up with a space agency to get flying taxis off the ground.
NASA and Uber signing an agreement to explore putting flying taxis in the skies over U.S. cities. NASA saying it will begin simulations for so-called urban air mobility vehicles that will also include delivery drones. They say the goal is to create a rideshare network that will allow people to hail a small aircraft the same way Uber users now use an app to call a car. In November, the company said it was working with NASA to develop software which could be used to manage flying taxi routes. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock here on a Wednesday morning.
The gasoline price is going up here in Wichita this morning. We are at $2.65 a gallon. Did get a call from traffic tracker Bob earlier. Bob spotted $2.54 in Newton if you're headed that direction. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning. We've got another nice summer-like day on this early May day. Really, we've got it is a bit steamy out there. We've got temperatures in the middle 50s. We're at 57 out at the airport, just a few passing clouds, but it will be a brighter day with light winds from the northwest. But then we'll see a high of 90 today. We'll make another go run for that steamy stretch again. Overnight tonight, we do have a small potential for some showers and storms. I really think that's going to be mainly, I will say, after 3 o'clock in the morning before clearing out by about 8. So just that small potential for some storms. If you're not seeing storms in your area, it'll be mild with temperatures in the 60s and then back to the heat again with looking for temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s. That'll take us all the way into the first half of the weekend before relief arrives on Mother's Day.
Well, we were talking yesterday about the fact that your pool isn't open and you're quite a summertime get out to the water type person, right?
Uh-huh.
I would suggest that your studios are located just a few blocks from the beautiful Little Arkansas River. If you'd like to go over there and take a dip, that probably would be okay with your boss.
I think I'll skip out on that one. I'll stick to the pool that I can just look at.
This is
good pool weather. Absolutely,
don't drink the water. That's all I got.
Don't drink. You can look, but you can't touch.
Yeah, looks like we got summer here for the next couple of days at least here in South Central.
Yeah, and then a whopping 78 come Mother's Day. That'll be nice.
How about that? All right. Thank you, Laura, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. And we have a partly cloudy sky now, calm, no wind, and 57 degrees. How unusual is that in Kansas to have calm, no wind? Yesterday's high, 91. Normal high for the date, 74. 712 now. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. Utah is beginning a free-range parenting law. And I've heard of free-range chickens and free-range animals, but this is one that's kind of new to me. So we've got Fox News Radio's Jeff Manosa with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
So what the heck? I mean, what exactly is free-range parenting?
So it's Utah's law, SB 65, that allows parents to decide when their children are able to be alone and to roam freely. Specifically, it gives a green light to unsupervised walking or running or biking to and from school or to the neighborhood park or store, engaging in outdoor play, remaining unattended in a safe and fully ventilated vehicle, staying home unattended, or engaging in a similar independent activity.
It seems a little intrusive to me, but obviously was there some motivation for this in Utah, right? Kids being kidnapped, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, the bill's sponsor, Republican State Senator Lincoln Fillmore, says parenting really isn't a one-size-fits-all thing. And across the country, parents have been arrested, had children taken out of their custody for crimes as simple as letting their kids walk to a park. There was a recent story out of Maryland, a family charged with crimes for letting their 10-year-old and 6-year-old child walk home alone from a playground. And so that is basically the message here, that you know, children should be able to have those experiences without running the risk that police are going to arrest the parents, that children need to be able to navigate the world and learn the skills that will allow them to be self-reliant, independent, and successful as they become adults. The law doesn't specify, though, how old the children should be to be alone, just that as long as the child is mature enough to handle it. Opponents think that it is the parents' responsibility to keep an eye on their kids, to ensure that their children are safe, though others say that there is a line somewhere in between.
Now that you mentioned that story, I remember that. I recall that news story you were talking about a moment ago. And, you know, as one parent, I could say that my children didn't go anywhere supervised until they were about 14 years old. But,
yeah.
And like you say, one size fits all, I don't think so. Every situation is different, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can all look back at our own lives and kind of, you know, think to ourselves, weren't we kind of, you know, roaming and free ranging and walking around and doing our things? But a neighbor calls the police and said, hey, these kids are playing in a park unattended, and it might be misconstrued, or it could lead to we've seen it lead to charges in several states.
Right, and it's
so the message here is let kids be kids, but at the same time, as long as they're mature enough to handle it, otherwise. They probably should have a parent around.
Jeff, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Utah begins a free-range parenting law. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manosa with us this morning here with Steve and Ted. 7:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And today is May 9th. On this date in 1914, President Wilson, acting on a joint congressional resolution, signed a proclamation designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. So it's coming up this weekend.
Yes, it
is. Hope you've got all your plans out for this. A story out this morning, you were talking about the Kansas Association of School Boards projecting challenges for teaching English in Wichita schools. There's a statewide trend. Apparently, kids are coming to school and they don't have a whole lot of English, and it's very expensive to teach English, I guess. And, you know, I've done some I've interviewed the superintendent of Wichita schools, whoever that superintendent would be now, for the past, 20 years. And it's become very clear to me, and it's been mentioned several times, that the Wichita Public Schools, the largest school district in the Midwest, really, with 53,000 kids, they have something like, they're bringing like 83 different languages. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that. I didn't know there were 83 different languages.
Yeah, when you hear things like that, it blows your mind.
Kids are coming to school, they don't know their English, and if you're an American, you don't know English, you are lost.
So it looks like there might be some challenges ahead for teaching English. And, probably they're doing a whole lot of social media. They're not seeing very good English there. I don't know. That's the challenge ahead. All right, Ted, it's 7:18 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. And we've got Shocker baseball to talk about this morning.
Yep. Right? Shocks in action last night at X Stadium. You heard the game right here on KNSS, Wichita State taking on Oral Roberts. Last time these teams played, it was a low-scoring 2-1 win for Oral Roberts in Tulsa. Last night was the rematch in Wichita, and boy, things were kind of playing out pretty similar, although in a 1-1 game, Wichita State did get the upper hand when Alec Bohm slammed a home run to center field for a 2-1 Shocker lead. That was still the score in the ninth inning. Shockers trying to hang on for a one-run win. Mike Kennedy had the call here on KNSS.
Swing and a miss again. 96 down around the knees. And Chandler Sanburn is reaching back now. 2-2. The two hardest pitches that he's thrown tonight, both right at the knees. Now the crowd trying to help him finish it off. The stretch. And 2-2. Struck him out swinging. 91 down and away, and Sanburn gives up a leadoff single but comes back to get three easy outs and saves it for the Shockers. After a 2-1 loss to Oral Roberts 2 months ago, the Shockers reverse it here with a 2-1 win at X Stadium.
Shocks now 30-16 on the season. Right back at it again tonight at X Stadium. Game 5 of a 9-game homestand, the Shockers hosting the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. Mike Kennedy has live pregame coverage beginning at 5:30 p.m. Game starts at 6 o'clock. It's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A little college baseball note from the state. Up in Manhattan, K-State baseball coach Brad Hill is stepping down as head coach of K-State after 15 years on the job. 5 years ago, remember, K-State was one win away from the College World Series, went to a super regional, but they have not been able to build on that. They've had some tough times recently, and K-State is now at the bottom of the Big 12 conference. Brad Hill stepping down after 15 years. K-State now looking for a new baseball coach. Major League Baseball last night, Kansas City Royals in Baltimore, taking on the worst team in the major leagues, the Baltimore Orioles. And the Royals were ready to have a big party in Baltimore. Right from the get-go. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Now they'll defend Salvador with three infielders on the left side playing that shift dramatically. And Salvi hits one deep to center field. Back goes Jones. And that ball is gone. The Royals now go back to back to back. Soler, Moustakas, Perez, and the Boo Birds are out here at Camden Yards. Wow.
Royals scored 10 runs in the top of the first inning and went on to win it 15-7. And it wasn't even that close. The Orioles have lost 7 in a row. Kansas City has won 7 of its last 10. At Baltimore again tonight. Live coverage of the Royals at 6 o'clock this evening. And that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Men's soccer tonight in Wichita. It's a big one for FC Wichita, off to a 1-0 start on the season, hosting OKC Energy, U23 team. That's at 7 o'clock tonight at Trinity Academy. And this is the first round of the U.S. Open Cup in that national tournament. FC Wichita playing at home tonight out at Trinity. JUCO softball, the district championships are today in El Dorado. Regional champion Butler Community College hosting Trinidad State out of Colorado. Butler softball, it's best 2 out of 3. Games 1 and 2 are today, starting at 4 o'clock. The Butler softball team undefeated at home, 20-0 this season. They are 48-4 overall and ranked number 4 in the nation. Butler softball trying to advance to the national tournament. They can get 2 wins today. And we have baseball in downtown Wichita. It's the first exhibition game of the season for the Wichita Wingnuts, hosting Friends University. That game will start at 11 o'clock this morning at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Time for Prairie Fire Coffee Break right here on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or go online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
722. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. New York Attorney General gets his Me Too comeuppance. That's on the way. Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.